This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
When the pharmaceuticals control us, the way medicine is marketed determines the kind of medicine you'll get. Consider how British and American physicians administer antidepressants to children. Adjusting for population size between the two countries, we find that American doctors are 5 times more likely than their British counterparts to prescribe antidepressants to minors. The way antidepressants are regulated in the two countries is a factor. After extensive clinical trials involving more than 2,300 youngsters, British drug regulators strongly urge doctors not to use certain medications for childhood depression. In the United States, however, relying on the very same data, the FDA has yet to issue safety warnings, and physicians continue to prescribe antidepressants to children in great volume. Market distribution in the two countries is also a factor. When the pharmaceuticals began finding it difficult to get doctors to prescribe their expensive drugs, they marketed directly to patients with television advertisements urging potential patients to request the medications from their doctors. Such medical advertising to consumers is banned in Britain. Pharmaceutical companies in the U.S. will sell mental illness itself, not just the pills to treat it. New mental maladies are regularly designated, often by the companies themselves, especially in the areas of anxiety and depression. By fashioning new categories of mental disease, the industry creates expanding markets for new drugs. In 2004, President Bush's new Freedom Commission on Mental Health launched a plan to impose mental health screening on the entire U.S. population. The goal is to determine which people need treatment and support. The screening of adults is slated during routine physical examinations, while that of young people will occur in the school system. Preschool children would receive periodic developmental screens. Screening the entire population gives authorities an opportunity to medicate large numbers of private citizens and gain a new level of control over politically troublesome people. Critics warn that Bush's new freedom plan will bring state control of private lives and a massive increase in the use of psychiatric drugs, which is just what the pharmaceutical companies want. As one psychologist said, any number of things that are or could be perfectly natural responses can be construed as a sign of mental disorder. The Bush plan made no acknowledgement that some drugs were of dubious benefit and sometimes even had a deadly effect. Certain antidepressants appear to be linked to homicidal behavior in some adults. Some depressants actually cause suicidal behavior in youngsters. Bush's new Freedom Commission claims that the reliability of the drugs rests on evidence-based practices, but this is not borne out by recent studies indicating that pharmaceutical firms manipulate what are supposed to be independent evaluations of new medications. An article in a leading British medical journal charged that appears to be a common and continual practice to distort findings in the drug industry's favor. According to critics, the industry regularly uses its wealth and power to manipulate advocacy and professional groups. The National Alliance for the Mentally Ill and also the American Psychiatric Association have both repeatedly faced such criticism, and both of them endorse President Bush's scheme for new freedom pharmaceuticals. Let us save ourselves from the pharmaceuticals. They are the biggest drug pushers of them all. They have caused more deaths than heroin or other illegal drugs, and they would make prescription addicts of us all. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org.